Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, a senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, every month, Sam, for the last dozen years, he's been polling his members, the members of his who are out there running businesses across the country, his partners, I should say, running businesses across the country, and he polls them every month to find out what they think about the economy and different aspects of the economy. And they report back to him, and he puts it into a very fine report, and we're the happy beneficiaries of that report, one of the happy beneficiaries, and especially because he's such a great guy. Sam Norwood, welcome back.
Hey, great to be back, and happy to be with your show.
Good to have you back, Sam. It's kind of, I guess the best way to look at this report is it's a mixed bag, isn't it?
It's a mixed bag. You know, a month ago, we said we were heading in the direction of potential recession.
Right.
Because we've been heading down for 5 months, and it was pretty steep last month. This month, we're still declining and going in the same unpleasant direction, but at a slower rate. So if you look at it on the bright side, we're still descending, but at a slower rate.
We're hurtling toward Earth, but we've slowed down a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we have. Sure have.
So yeah, overall business conditions still got red arrows pointing downward.
Yes, but you notice not straight down.
No, right, at an angle. So what do you attribute that to? What is the overall sentiment?
Well, the sentiment is great concern about things that may not be directly affecting your business. There's concern about, well, China's slowing down.
Right.
Europe is going into...
Is Greece going to bust up the euro?
Yeah, you know, and
is
and
Iran going to? Is Iran going to? Is there Israel going to strike Iran?
Exactly.
Things like
and all these things kind of make people less sure and less confident, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if we peek our heads out of the foxhole and look around, we may be finding that it's not as bad right now as we might think by reading the papers and watching the TV and so forth. But at the same time, overall conditions still seem to be deteriorating. But, you know, we had a kind of a trend like this going last year, and it turned around in the fourth quarter and started going up. It's like
right.
An illness. Sometimes
you
it
think,
fixes
you think,
itself.
You think it was holiday spending?
No, I don't. I think it was sometimes like the body fixes itself, and people
right.
start spending, and they
right.
and they're exhausted, and they have pent up needs, and things begin to sort of trickle better. But
mm-hmm.
then they deteriorated again in a third quarter second quarter of this year, and we think third quarter is going to report in very weak.
Yeah.
And we now have concern. Here we are in September. We have concern that the fourth quarter could go negative.
It seems to me, Sam, that we're in kind of what I'm going to call a perfect storm of worry, or as the people on Wall Street call it, climbing the wall of worry. And by that I mean we have all these things that you mentioned earlier: Greece and China and Iran and Israel, and but we've also lost the faith in a lot of our institutions.
Yes,
and government institutions, financial institutions.
Yep.
We've lost a lot of faith in those things. And there was a time when we didn't have to worry about them. Even if the economy wasn't great, we felt like that, you know, God was in his heaven and those institutions were functioning. But now the economy's off. We don't have faith in institutions. We got all this other global geopolitical stuff going on. It's like a perfect storm of worry, even though maybe, you know, it's not as bad as we think it is, but altogether it just kind of mounts up on us, doesn't it?
I'm quite concerned about the younger people who are in, let's say, their fourth or fifth year out of graduation from school, yeah, and are having an extraordinarily tough time getting the employment that they expect. And
right,
so expectations are declining, and we worry about that as affecting an entire generation.
A generation. I agree with that. And mm-hmm, and then while all that's going on, we got politicians, you know, doing what politicians do. And so it's a tough time right now. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to dive into some of the details. Order backlogs. What does the pipeline look like? What are capital expenditures and lending look like? What about hiring? Is that going to pick up anytime soon? 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Sam Norwood.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.